Johannesburg, Cape Town, and to tell us more about that and the Palestinian Solidarity's campaign person, Professor Yusuf Chikte. Professor, very good afternoon to you. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Voice of the Cape.
Alaikum salam and a very good afternoon to you as well and to your listeners. Mm. Yes, tomorrow is a big day for us, so that we give vent to the position, to the outrage that all of us have. Yesterday, the Israelis bombed during a ceasefire. In 10 minutes, they devastated Lebanon. They over 250 people killed and thousands injured. It's a mindless bombing. The genocide in Gaza is used as a blueprint for attacks on Iran, for attacks on Lebanon, and indeed for our relationship with the United States. This is done. This is a war conducted, crimes against humanity conducted against the people not only of West Asia, Iran, Lebanon, Yemen, Palestine, but also in Sudan, in the Congo, where the Gulf countries are supporting the RSF, the United Arab Emirates, in displacing people in their thousands, in their millions, in fact. There are about more than a million people displaced in Lebanon. There are about 6 million people in all, if you add Iran's 3 million people that are being displaced. A similar events are unfolding in other parts of the world, and we must stop this. This is affecting us. They've kidnapped the Venezuelan president and his wife, Celia Flores. And the purpose of all this is to steal and to plunder the global south. These crimes are committed by imperialism. Imperialism with its attack dog in Israel. Israel is the imperialism. It's a garrison state. And it's and through that, the havoc and the carnage and the chaos is caused right across the globe. And it's affecting South Africa as well. We are under severe pressure. Following the ICJ case, against Israel, the U.S. and its allies and the new ambassador have put enormous pressures on us. They're affecting and want to undermine our sovereignty through political and economic coercion. Yes. And that's why we're protesting there.
Professor Chikte, chatting to us this afternoon. Professor, you know, you talk about the International Court of Justice in South Africa taking Israel to the International Court of Justice. There was a lot of flashback when a lot of kickback actually against this, because people always expect, you know, a European country to go to the international court, and here is a president of an African country standing up and saying, we will not take this, we will not tolerate you, we will take you to the international court. And I said, what is wrong with a president on the African continent taking that step? You know, why are we looking down at this? But in any case, tomorrow is not a day to sit still. Tomorrow is a day of action. Tomorrow is a day of support. Chat to us about the logistics around this. It's only from 9:30 to 11:30, and it's outside the United States Consulate, at number 2 Redham Avenue in Steenberg Estate. What are the logistics? Where do people arrive? And what are the control measures put in place?
So we do have authorization from the city of Cape Town to have this event. It's an unarmed, peaceful protest. We'll have marshals right across in Redham Avenue. There's 50 organizations who are participating in this. Bring a chair with if you can, if you are infirm and elderly, or if you can't sit, stand for 2 hours around there. We will start promptly at 9, so please arrive early. It's quite early in the morning. And most of us from the southern suburbs, it's quite a journey. We have several speakers, including Ronnie Casserles, former Minister of Intelligence. We have Martin Janssen from the PSC. We have Fatima from the Friends of Cuban Society. We have a Congolese person, Patty Muyani. who was going to speak on the refugees. We have about 7 or 8 political parties and youth org. And the novel thing about this are the youth organizations. We also have faith leaders, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Western Cape Council of Churches, MJC, who are participating in this. Sheikh Hassan Talib will also be speaking, and Reverend Whiteman. So it's going to be a really inclusive meeting, a demonstration of support, of solidarity with Cuba, with Iran, with Venezuela, with Sudan, with Congo, from all sectors of our society, and Lebanon, of course, from all sectors of society. And the healthcare workers are going to express and articulate what is happening on the health front, the devastation that is caused over there. But we also have a number of demands. We are going to say that we must have a position on the United Nations where they need to put teeth in terms of the resolutions that they have and in terms of the structures. We are calling for the disarming and the denuclearization and dismantling of apartheid Israel, to end the blockade in Cuba and to stop the war in the wars in all over the world, the imperialist wars. And we're calling for the strengthening of the ICJ case. We cannot allow South Africa to buckle in front of this U.S. bullying that is taking place, and for the ambassador to be kicked out, and for the Israeli embassy to be shut down, and to defend our national sovereignty. Because this is a regime change. The ambassador of the United States is what he's trying to do. He's trying to inveigle right-wing support in South Africa in a mega movement here, make apartheid great again. And we must stop that. We cannot allow a reversal of the struggles that we've made. We are calling for the prosecution of the Israeli occupation forces. So come along, 9:30 till 11:30. We're going to finish in 2 hours' time, but we're going to make a point, and we're going to have a program of action afterwards as well. 2 Redham Avenue, outside the U.S. consulate in Steenberg. 9:30 to 11:30. I look forward to seeing you there as we unite against imperialism and Zionism.